Children express their understanding of reality through play. A therapist should never consider play as a frivolous or secondary therapeutic activity. For a child, play is their language, and the way that they communicate what is most important about their world and their experience. Play involves various types of symbols. Let's consider three main categories of symbols in a child's play: symbolic play, fantasy play, and make-believe play. In symbolic play, the child uses one object to stand for another. For example, Billy tells you that the TV box is a house. In fantasy play, the child pretends to be something or someone other than who they really are. For example, Joey ties a tablecloth around his neck and becomes Batman. In make-believe play, the child uses toys as props to tell a story or recount experiences. One final note about symbolic play involves the increase in electronic-based forms of play in recent years, particularly with young children. I would caution a child therapist from relying on these methods, as research has demonstrated the following alarming trend in child development. Research, cited by Karpov, Liang, and Johnson, Christie, and Wardle, compared children's abilities in play situations in 1950 and in 2000. It appears that children's play observed in 2000 is not only different from that of children observed in 1950, but it has declined in both quantity and quality. The decline in play means that children have lost the resulting developmental benefits from that play.